And boom, here we go. It is time for Fat. I forgot the name of my show. It is Fat to Fit or Else. And I have huge news. I'm going back to fit. I'm going from fat to fit. I'm going to start tomorrow. I was going to post a joke today that said, there's a donut shop that I love in Santa Monica that I can't recommend enough if you want some badass designer donuts, the Cronuts and all that stuff. And it is called DK's Donuts. And I was going to say, you always know when I'm about to start a diet because I will hit up DK's Donuts. And the joke is, fortunately for me, I start a diet every Monday. But that's not the case. I'm going to try to stick. I'm going keto. I'm about to get my keto on because I am fat as F and not healthy and not young. And I'm going to get my keto on. So I'm probably going to get back to a gym at some point too. I know I can't lift. I'm going to just try to do some type of just body movement because it helps burn calories and call it a day. You know, walking my dog when I can. And I don't walk if I don't have my dog. My dog, as much as my dog is motivational support for me, he really is. I love that dog. If I walk him, and if I don't have him, I don't walk him. I don't walk. So that's a big deal. I had a very interesting weekend, which we'll get into before we start discussing some of the workout stories that I have. But an insanely interesting weekend. In fact, I ended up going to a wedding this weekend. And you're like, wait a minute, Stretch. You didn't say anything about a wedding this weekend. You said you were going to an engagement party. And that's what I thought. And now, by the way, old-ass mofos like me, apparently this is a thing now. They say engagement party, and then it's a surprise wedding. And I'm not effing kidding you. And here's it. I can get with, all right, this is what the kids are doing now. By the way, the bride is not only lived on my street, but I met her through her aunt, who lived right across the street from me, her aunt and uncle, and then her grandma lived down the street from me, and she lived with her grandma. So I've known her since she was like 5 years old, and we are like family with that family, and I love them, and it was great. And she married a guy that you just can't not like this guy, one of those people. It's like everyone likes this dude. So that was great. But here's what got weird. So we go, and it's a engagement party. And it says on the invitation, engagement party. And it's got a time. Well, I don't like to socialize much, but I was excited to see all of these people because I haven't seen anyone involved in this since the fire. I've seen none of them. So it's been over 6 months since I've seen any of these people, and they've been my neighbors and my friends for 23 years. So And we've become very dear friends with the aunt and uncle of the bride and their kids. So we show up, and I have this argument with my wife, and I'm not joking. So we get ready to leave, and my wife and my daughter are wearing dresses, and it says on the invitation, summer formal. And I say, what the F is summer formal? I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I'm not a very fancy dude. I'm not really brushed up on my etiquette and manners and things. So I say to my daughter, what's summer formal? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, let me look it up. So she looks it up and I say, can I wear shorts? Because this is in Woodland Hills on a summer afternoon outside at a house. And what happens in Woodland Hills on a summer afternoon? It's hot as balls, and fat people sweat. So I'm like, I'm wearing shorts. I'm going to wear shorts. This is perfect. And then I look up winter formal, and it says you can wear, and I have nice shorts, like pressed nice shorts, and I have a button-up shirt. And my friend, by the way, the bride's uncle, is Mr. Casual. Dude grew up at the beach, total surfer dude, wears shorts and flip-flops and a baseball hat everywhere he goes. So I'm like, oh, yeah, he's wearing shorts. I'm going to wear shorts. And then my wife and my daughter are all dressed up. They have high heels on, they have dresses on, and I'm like, all right, I'll put on pants. And then my daughter looks it up and says, as long as it's a button-down shirt, it's summer formal. She goes, you know, short sleeve, button-down shirt, you're fine. And I have a couple of those, thank God. So I put on a short sleeve, button-down shirt, and I did put on pants. And I'm not kidding. We walk in, and I see 90% of the people are wearing suits with ties. And it's effing Woodland Hills, bro. It is hot as balls. And I'm like, what the F is going on? And my wife's like, haha. Like, because she's dressed nice. My daughter's dressed nice, and I am not. And I'm like, what is going on? And then it's just weird. There's people dressed like, there's a handful of people dressed like me, just wearing like slacks and a button-down short sleeve shirt. And then there's a lot of people wearing effing suits. I mean, a lot. And so my wife comes over to me and goes, you're not going to believe this. It's a surprise wedding. I'm like, what the F is a surprise wedding? She goes, this isn't an engagement party. This is their wedding. And I'm like, well, why would you do that? Because people are underdressed. Like, I would not have wore what I wore to a wedding. I would wear it to an engagement party in a heartbeat, but I wouldn't wear it to a wedding. So then I'm still standing there uncomfortable, and my friend walks in, and that MF'er's wearing a suit. And I'm like, bro, how are you wearing a suit? And he goes, oh, I knew it was a wedding. I just couldn't say anything. It was a surprise. And I'm like, so then I realized every person that was there that had a suit on was a member of the wedding party or a family member that knew. So that's the bulk of it. You're having it at a home. So it's not a huge wedding, but it was pretty good size, well over 100 people. And the people that knew had on suits. And the people that didn't know didn't have on suits. And all the women had on dresses, so it didn't matter with women. But with dudes, it was blatantly obvious who knew and who didn't. And the father of the bride is a friend of mine, too. And he is a super cool guy. And he had on a suit, but obviously he knew. So I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this before. But I was like, what in the F is this? And then I'm sitting there, and there was another friend of ours who was there. I hadn't seen her in years. She doesn't live in, did not live in Palisades. She lived in another part of LA. And my wife's like, you guys should do a podcast. And I'm like, hey, numbnuts, I told you, I had a dream where I'm not supposed to do this podcast anymore. This one, Fat to Fit or Else. I'm just supposed to do the God Wants to Talk to You podcast. And I'm kind of pushing my luck doing this. And I can't do a podcast with someone that's never done a podcast before because then I have to do all the work. Like, what are you doing? Shut up. Even though it would be a really good podcast with her. And she's awesome, and I dig her, and we are eye to eye on just about everything, so we could just trash people, and it would be fun. But remember, I'm being nice. I'm trying to not trash people anymore. I'm trying to be kinder, gentler stretch. And it's freaking it was pissing me off. Oh, man. Here's the other weird news. And my wife's offended at this, and all of the neighbors are offended at this. And I was like, so yeah, so what? Apparently, there is, Karen asked the mayor of Los Angeles, yanked the police and National Guard out of Palisades and never told anyone. She said, oh yeah, it's open today at noon. And that was last Saturday. She did that. But there was also riots going on, and she didn't have the staffing. I get why she did it. She was just a little dishonest in why she said she did it. But here we are. Palisades is now wide open. You want to go through there and gawk and look and whatever you can. And I know people are going to do that. It's human nature. People are going to drive through. Curiosity. Check it out. Well, my wife's at the house on Saturday, I guess. And there's a tour bus rolling down our street that stops like in front of the house. And I'm like, well, that's not a celebrity thing because I'm not a celebrity and there's no celebrities. There were celebrities that lived on my street, but not anymore. And they had all moved away in the last few years. The celebrities that lived on my street over the years, the ones have been there. There's been like Bradley Cooper lived on my street at one point when he lived with Renee Zellweger. They lived on the same street I lived on in Palisades. but that was a short-lived thing, and it was gone, and they were gone. And our street doesn't have any other celebrities. One of the Arquettes lived there. Cher's son lived there. Bruce Lee's daughter lived there. A lot of offspring, but not a lot of celebrities. So there was no one really famous on our street for the tour bus to be going down. But I guess it's just easy because our street, it's a dead-end street, but it goes all the way to the end, and then at the very end, there's like a pear shape, so there's houses in the middle on a big loop, and then you can just follow the road, and it comes right back around into itself. So it's a big loop, and then it comes back around to itself and goes back up to Sunset Boulevard. And I guess the bus finds that easy to maneuver, because most of the streets in Palisades are dead ends, and if you're driving a big-ass tour bus, you would go down. So they picked our street for whatever reason, but right now, the neighbors are hot that there is paid tours driving down our street to gawk at our misery and destruction. Here's, speaking of this, and I may have said this on the podcast before, but I'm old and don't remember. But the guy that I work for, it has a lot of real estate investments. And I was at the office one day, and a group of people came in, and they were there literally 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and they left. And then later on, I was talking to my boss, and he said, yeah, those people that came in earlier are all his, like, real estate lawyers, and they, handle investments real estate for him. And I was like, oh, and he goes, yeah, they were trying to get me to buy 3 or 4 places in the Palisades. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, I threw him out of here. He goes, I'm not going to capitalize on someone else's misery. And I was like, that's a good dude. I work for a good dude. That's a good man. I appreciate that. And there's a lot of people who are in there buying lots. My buddy that I saw last night was selling, has sold his house and is closing, I'm sorry, sold his dirt lot and is closing today for a massive loss. And a lot of people are doing that because he'd already bought another house and was moving anyway. But it is, these fires are BS. In the political front, I saw today that Kamala Harris is most likely going to run for governor of California. I don't know how you feel about her. I'm not a fan, but some people are. So she's considering a run for governor. And Newsom is talking about running for president in 2028. And now let's talk about the other big gem of the weekend. Who knew World War III was going to start over the weekend? Yeah, the United States bombs Iran. And it's funny, and I've seen all of the social media posts, and every president back to, since this all started with Jimmy Carter, all the nonsense. This is how far it goes back, to the 70s. This goes back with Iran. Jimmy Carter was weak and awful and did nothing when Iran acted up and took our hostages and blah, 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 blah. And we sat back and didn't do anything. And then Reagan didn't. They gave the hostages back, so then Reagan didn't mess with Iran the rest of his 8 years. And so then after that, we had Bush. And then Iran continued acting up and doing and funding terrorism throughout the world and doing their little thing. And there's clips of every president saying Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. And we're talking Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George Bush Jr., Trump, everyone. They've all been saying this. And even Biden saying Iran cannot have a nuclear bomb. Now, here's where you may think it's weird. I am really against bombing Iran. That is not my thing. I'm like, you know what? Israel wants to go at them. I understand Israel attacking them, doing a preemptive strike. I 100% get it. The Holy Land. Iran preaches left and right. Hey, we're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And if they had a nuke, that's what they would do. I totally get it. But us getting involved, I thought there were more steps before that. Personally, I know many, 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 many people disagree with me, but I was not a gung-ho for a war. And now I there's a good chance of this thing escalating and getting absolutely bananas. I also didn't like the president coming out and saying, oh yeah, we totally annihilated. They don't know. We dropped bombs on a target. They hit the target. We don't know if we annihilated it. Unless we get boots on the ground and people that walk in there and go, here it is, this is destroyed. We don't know that. It was a little premature, I thought, for everyone to be doing the victory lap after one little bombing raid. I would be ecstatic if we did that one little bombing raid and it fixed the problem. I just personally don't think that's the case. I don't. And I don't want terror attacks here in the homeland. I don't want to see an American city get blown up with a lot of innocent civilians, because then people are going to beat the drums of war, and then we're going to go. And when we go, what do you think Russia's going to do? Russia's been pissed at us for a while over us helping out the Ukraine. They're going to do anything to run interference to pay us back. China's not a big fan of ours right now with all the tariffs and everything. This is bad. I see this as bad. I'm not a war person. I'm a peace person. I want peace. And I like peace through strength. But, you know, I'm not. And then it's funny to see all of the people on social media go, you have to impeach Trump. He did a bombing raid without congressional approval. Go back and check your history books. Obama did that 5 times to different countries. Well, twice to Iraq. He did it to Libya. He did it in Africa. He did it all over the place. Obama was the worst at doing one-off missile strikes or bomb raids on other countries. And he never asked Congress one time to do it. And no one was saying impeach him. So stop that nonsense. Oh, God. And by the way, all the other presidents have done that as well. Reagan did that. Bush did that. Bush Jr. did that. Clinton did that. Clinton bombed Afghanistan because they were having problems with little Osama bin Laden, even when Clinton was in the White House, and he did a missile strike on Afghanistan back in his day, which was way before that war with Afghanistan. But anyway, that's enough political nonsense. Let's talk about working out and being healthy. Let's talk about me being sad and depressed. Remember I told you, fat people on a diet don't try it. They get really sad when they're on a diet and depressed. So you might have a sad fat man here on the show for a while. But I'm going to hit the old keto, and that is a bitch. I'll see how long I can hold on. It is a bitch. Because you're talking, try to do no carbs and get all of your energy from fat. And then at that point, the thought of that is the body kicks in and starts burning fat for energy instead of carbs, instead of glucose, and you're burning fat from your body when you're hungry, and your body becomes very efficient at burning fat. So that works for me, but we will see. I'm still not on Ozempic. I freaked out after the overdose. And then my insurance, my doctor way lowered the dose and said, get back on it for your A1C. But my insurance is saying, F you, because they had just reloaded the high dose right before I OD'd on it. So that's my bad, and they are not coming correct. So I might have a couple more months before I can get back on the Ozempic at all, even the low dose. So I figure I better get on the keto to get my numbers in check, or I'm going to have some problems here sooner rather than later. All right, let's talk about a couple of workout stories. Same thing I told you last week about interval walking. Now it's another workout called Japanese walking, and it's basically the same thing. It's a little easier to do that. Interval walking was 4 minutes at this pace, 2 minutes at this pace, 2 minutes at this pace. Like, you're changing constantly, so you really are having to watch what you're doing. But what the Japanese walking workout, it's just three fast, three regular, three fast, three regular, three fast, three regular. And that's what you do the whole time you're walking. A little easier. I don't know why. I guess it started in Japan or whatever. So, makes sense to call it the Japanese walking workout. But if you're getting, the faster you walk while you're walking, the obvious more health benefits you're getting. However, I know this from being a steroid-taking musclehead. When you're really trying to build muscle, you do not want to walk fast. You walk slow, and the slower walking burns fat. Once you pick up the pace a lot and all your body starts kicking in, you start breathing a little heavier. If you find it where it's hard to talk while you're walking, because you're keeping such a good pace. That's the good pace for these workouts, but it's not the good pace if you are trying to burn just fat and save your muscle. Because when you're at that faster pace where it's harder to talk while you're walking, you will burn some muscle. Trust me on that. And if you're a big meathead, you don't want to do that. And then the other one, I think it's an article that has a hidden agenda, much like politics and everything else and any news story you see, depending on where you see it. Everyone's got some angle that they're trying to promote as opposed to the truth. And this story, much like that, it was saying, do not do an AI workout because AI is amazing. If you guys haven't been using AI, you're missing out. And I use it like an old person. It's so advanced. It's way more advanced than I can think to use it, if that means anything. But imagine going to AI and saying, hey, I'm this tall, I'm this old, I have these medical conditions, and I want to start a workout plan and a diet plan. It will get it together for you and give it to you. And now there's apps where you can do that. And guess what? They're expensive. They're still pretty expensive. Personal trainers are the best and they're real expensive. And many or most personal trainers don't come with a meal plan. Or, you know, they'll work out with you while you work out, and that's cool because they give you motivation and they can really push you and they spot you and they're like your partner in this. I recommend that a lot. But this article, I think, is written by personal trainers or someone who probably makes money from personal trainers, and they're like, do not do an AI workout. It doesn't take into consideration your injury proneness and it doesn't know what it's saying and blah, blah, blah. Which I say, BS. BS, Geraldo. That is BS. You can get a really good workout program. And anything you do, especially working out, you have to do with common sense. You have to know. So if it's telling you to lift this much weight or whatever it is, you can do that. But know your body. Like if you're pushing too hard or whatever, are you stretching? Are you doing this? There's a lot to consider, but know your body. You are in charge no matter what's going on, even if you're with a personal trainer. It's on you. So you got to get this crap right. And I think it's BS to kibosh. I think it's the greatest aid we've ever got. And working out on the cheap with ourselves is AI. And I'm not kidding. There's so much data you can put in. The more time you're willing to spend feeding the AI, the more info you're going to get out of it. Like you can go through your iPhone and check your, like if you have a sleeping app. All right, I got 7.8 hours of sleep on this day, 8 hours of sleep on this day, 6 hours of sleep on this day. You can put that in there and it'll take that into consideration. I'm on this medication. I take this much, this much, this much. You can break it down and AI is way smarter than you and it will know stuff. And you could say, what, you know, what's a good snack? What's this? It will tell you everything you need to do. I want to eat, I want to lose weight. And it'll say you need a caloric deficit. And then it'll tell you, you know, try these foods that are rich in, obviously, if you want to go on a caloric deficit, I think it's going to tell you to eat lean proteins like fish and poultry. Don't fry anything and boil it or grill it in a pan with little to no oil. Reduce the shit out of your carbs. Reduce the shit out of your fats. Do not eat sugar. There's some stuff it's going to tell you that I know, and it's going to be right. It's going to be right when it tells you that. And then a totally different scheme if you're, I'm trying to gain muscle, I'm trying to bulk up, I'm trying to look good, I'm trying to lose belly fat. It's way smarter than you, and it will tell you really good tips. I'm not saying go kill yourself because it tells you to run 37 miles a day and you'll lose weight in no time. Well, yes, you would, but you would also F up your body, and you probably couldn't run 37 miles in a day. I probably couldn't run 37 miles for the rest of my life, however long or short that may be, if I started today. So try it. I'll try some AI just because I can tell you guys what to do. That would be good. AI is the shiz. I love it. I have Grok on my phone. I use it all the time. As a matter of fact, I had Alexa in like four rooms of my house, and then the house burned up, and I don't have any Alexas anymore in the apartment. But I've switched it to Grok. Grok's on my phone, and you can put ChatGPT on your phone. There's a lot you could do and just work with that. But I use it for everything from dream interpretation to food to cooking. Same thing I would use Alexa for, but it's even more advanced than that. I'm just barely touching the, you know, outer layers of all that AI can do for you. So this article said, don't do it. Don't let it be your trainer. I say, let it be your advisor and you be your trainer, and you should be all right. All right, time for me to get out of here. It's the beginning of the week. Next week, we have a short week, and I'm going to be on vacation on the 4th of July. I'm going to take off one day and then have the extra day, so I'm end up on a four-day weekend for the 4th of July and going to go out of town and visit our friends. That will be nice. You guys have a great rest of the week. I'll be back on Friday of this week with a bonus pod. So till then, I'll see ya.